MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. South Africa's retail hedge fund revolution is set to be reaching its tipping point. At the end of December 2025, retail hedge funds overtook qualified investor hedge funds in total assets under management for the first time since the industry was formally regulated a decade ago. Retail funds now account for 56.6% of the 216 billion rand in hedge fund assets. We speak now with Hayden Reinders, head of business development at Prescient Fund Services and convener of the ASISA Hedge Fund Standing Committee. Thank you very much, Hayden, for your time this morning. Looking at the flow of data from 2025, what story does it tell us?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. The story tells us that the evolution of the hedge funds in South Africa continues to be a great success story. We've seen a move to investors that really are starting to understand and appreciate the value add of a regulated hedge fund product.
When hedge funds were brought under the Collective Investment Schemes Control Act framework in 2015, what was the state of play then?
There were a lot of unregulated vehicles, mostly partnership structures, and they were always marketed, or they weren't marketed, but they were always attracted to high net worth individuals, big corporates, a lot of people who invest in, who were seen more in the private market space and were looking for returns, but they were mainly driven by structures that were not really governed by any form of regulation, but more governed towards individuals' due diligence requirements and allocators' preferences. It was very much based on global best practices for hedge funds, but it wasn't very accessible at the time.
And as you say, the retail category grew steadily. In 25, retail assets crossed the threshold to become the larger half of the industry. What do we put this down to?
So that's really exciting. We've seen this growth over the number of years, but a lot of it is driven by the fact that your retail hedge fund base has grown out of the hedge fund industry. Predominantly, it was driven by your qualified investors. So it came out of that unregulated space where I said high net worths were driving it, corporates were driving it. But then what changed in the last couple of years, hedge funds became more accessible and more understandable to the man in the street. And it became a lot more accessible via platforms and became a lot more accessible based on knowledge share and advisors and brokers and everybody just really appreciating the value that it can bring. But people were able to actually access it for a lot smaller sizes of smaller investment numbers, as well as really solid performance, consistent performance over the last couple of years.
And the funds have delivered consistently strong results. According to the Hedge News Africa South African Single Manager Composite, the sector delivered a median return of 15.7% in 2025.
That's correct. So the hedge fund industry has been driven by a lot of managers who are hedge fund managers, but a lot of them also offer your long only, your security unit trust, your traditional unit trust vehicles. So what's happened is most of those are really rock solid good fund managers, and they've always been accessible, and they've always had products that have crossed between traditional and hedge. And so it makes sense that you've got this highly regulated environment, the best ecosystem, the best managers, great brands out there that people know and recognize. And so they've got the more tools in the toolkit to actually go out and sell their products. And it made sense in volatility and markets like we see now that the good managers continue to do well.
And in terms of strategy, multi-strategy hedge funds attracted the strongest retail inflows, drawing 7.5 billion rand. What is this reflective of?
So that was quite an interesting one that we saw, because it's been driven over the years by your long shorts. I think what's changed is most people didn't realize that there are different types of hedge funds. And so as exposure to hedge funds has gained traction to your retail investor base, they've also now been excited by different types of hedge funds. And so long short was really the ability to go long and short, but your fixed income funds are another type. And then multi-strategy allows you to blend and do a few things all in one. So I think that flexibility has opened up the market a bit more for the hedge funds. And especially in volatile times, you want to have a little bit more accessible to you within the means of the regulations. Mm-hmm. So I think that was quite an exciting development we saw.
Total hedge fund assets, including fund of funds, now stands at 274 billion rand. That's up from 217 billion rand a year earlier. What is this reflective of?
So we've seen more and more people enter the space, but what we have also seen is originally when hedge funds became regulated, there were more portfolios. So while there has been new participants coming in, the funds have actually performed and done well. So it's mainly driven by performance, but also by flows and new exciting managers that have consolidated in the space. And as well as that, we've seen with the new market participants, there's more accessibility. So for example, you can have a platform solution and join a hedge fund instead of starting up your own kind of regulated platform. And so the co-name platforms have contributed greatly to that success, where you can plug and play and join in. And so I think that all those factors have kind of helped benefit the growth in the total industry.
We've got some regulatory developments that could shape the next chapter of the industry's growth. Talk us through those and where you see it going.
So that really is exciting. I suppose it started, well, one of the key drivers is the budget speech that we just went through. And Treasury has indicated that there'll be consistency and there'll be certainty around how your retail hedge funds are taxed in line with your traditional unit trusts. So that is very positive engagement and talks well to the motif of saving in South Africa. And then from an actual regulatory point of view, what the funds can invest in and how they can be consistent, that is driven by Board Notice 90. And the FSCA has also indicated that they will be engaging with the industry over the coming year to align Board Notice 90 across retail hedge funds and your traditional funds. So both developments from a tax and from a regulation point of view are very positive for the continual savings industry in South Africa.
Hayden, hedge funds still represent a relatively small share of total assets under management across the broader South African savings industry. What does this tell us? Is there room for more growth?
So that is always the thing. The hedge funds really do well, but it's not necessarily a story everyone always hears. There has been this continual growth and continual traction, but the hedge fund industry continues to be very small. So I think with accessibility being increased, performance and more visibility, I really do hope the industry continues to grow. And based on how it has, I really hope that continues that trend.
Thank you so much for your contribution this morning. Hayden Reinders is Head of Business Development at Prescient Fund Services and convener of the Asisa Hedge Funds Standing Committee. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.